Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. It's Dire Straits bringing us back. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my books, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com, and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, is thirdingredient.com with a three, the number three. And also, those are available wherever books are sold and on Amazon. Jack Mitchell is our guest, our good friend, longtime 16-year member of our Brain Trust, author of the whole Hug Your Customer series of books, and now the new one, Selling the Hug Your Customer Way. Folks, this is... Jack, I'm so glad. This book is thick, but it's full of good stories, full of good insights. And you know, what I like about your book is it's 21st century selling. It's grounded.
Thank you.
It's grounded in the fundamentals, like you and me, right? That's another way of saying we've been around a long time. It's grounded in the fundamentals, but it deals with the reality of the 21st century. And this is what I see a lot of people making the mistake about, Jack. I see a lot of companies that still think that they can prospect and sell the way they did 30 years ago, which means they're not taking into consideration the way customers think these days, or they're only thinking about the 21st century and they've disregarded the fundamentals. You got to have both of them, don't you?
Absolutely, they're synergistic. You need the basics of caring for your customers, that the mentality is that everybody sells and gets to know the customers, and you use data, which, of course, as you know, we've been using forever. We're wedded to technology, but we use the data to keep personal with our customers and to help them. So we know their names, their birthdays, their anniversaries, their nicknames. They like the Yankees, the Red Sox.
You've been doing that for a long time, haven't you? I mean,
we have, and once you do that, then no one's on commission, for example, which is a whole new thing for not new anymore, but most of the stores like ours or people that have high impact sellers. You know, we pay our people very well, but we don't have time to tell you about that. But it's in my book, Selling the Hug Your Customer Way. And it's about team selling. How do we work together as a team? As I said, everybody sells. And we know the score through technology. We know how much business we should be doing today, tomorrow, the next day. How do our philanthropic efforts, which we do many of,
which speaks to your values. And I want to take a couple of minutes as we wrap up our visit today and talk about the power of values, because
this is
something I spent a lot of time talking about in my third book, The Age of the Customer, the power of values. People today have so many choices. Nobody wakes up wondering if they can get what they want at the price they want. They know they can get what they want at the price they want to live delivered for free tomorrow. They know that. So how do they choose one company over another one? Everything's almost the same with so many different companies. I think one of the big differentiators is the values of those companies, how they represent them, how they present them, how they stand behind them, and this is one of the keys to your success.
Well, it's outlined in my hugging books, but our mission is to make people feel great, and the vision is to be the best specialty stores on the planet. And we have four basic values. You know, as you know, we have local brands. We don't change the brands because we want to be the local store. If we're in San Francisco, there are many different, or Seattle, we have all the big players that are there. But we want to be the locals that are about these values: customers, center of the universe, building authentic relationships. Relationships is the next one. We treat everyone like family. We work as a team. We act with integrity and mutual respect and trust. And as I said a minute ago, data, it's about knowing the score, but we use the data to keep people happy and use it to stay personal. And then excellence. We're always striving, Jim, as you know, like you are, and you're in the various hats that you wear on the radio and your books. We're always striving to do better. How can we innovate and inspire?
And see, that's
learning and growing.
And that's the key.
And we work hard and we have fun.
That's the key to success with customers, because customers, if you're not moving, if you're not adapting, if you're not adjusting, then you can't keep up with them. And customers are moving fast these days. And
just on last Saturday, for example, we had one of the top, I can't tell you his name because privacy is very important, one of the top people in CEOs in the country, billionaire, comes in at 8 o'clock at Richards, right, buys lots of different things, and he's going to buy some jewelry for his wife. All of a sudden, and it was the first time he was in Richards because he has a place in New York City and a place in Westchester County. But the first time he had been in, so long story how he came in. But, you know, I was there. My son Bob was there. Our head fitter was there. We had everybody in a very nice way, you know, working to make him feel great. So that, and we, as you know, I have a hug of the week story. I sent a hug of the week story to all 406 people that work with us now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's taking these stories, but building in the values that were to reinforce the fact that they can do it themselves.
And these things get projected.
Happen, and they do.
All these things get projected outward toward the customer. These are things that the customers see that when they're coming in the store, however you're touching customers, they see all of this, and nobody does it better than the Mitchell family. I've seen it, and of course now with Jack's books. Hey Jack, I need the website, please.
My website is Mitchells.com or HugYourCustomers.com.
And the new book, Selling the Hug Your Customers Way, is actually just now being released. It's out on Friday, right?
Out on Friday. Obviously, you can go on Amazon and buy it, Barnes & Noble. So that would be great. I would love to do that.
Jack.
Can just write to me, Jack M. at Mitchells.com.
All right. Thanks, Jack, for being here. Good job today, and congratulations on the book. I got to wrap it up for a second. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.